is today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Monday, the 15th of April, 2024. The railway between Redhill and Tunbridge reopened for the start of service this morning following the successful completion of emergency landslip repairs at Borough Beach near Edenbridge in Kent. Over the last 2 weeks, engineers from Network Rail have installed 91 sheet piles, 8-metre-long sheets of metal, and strengthened a 100-metre section of railway embankment with soil nails after heavy rain caused the embankment to become saturated and weakened. Network Rail will spend £2.8 billion between now and 2029 on measures to cope with extreme weather, including the construction and reconstruction of 600,000 metres of drains. Dumfries Station is the latest to receive investment from the UK government's Access to All scheme. Network Rail engineers worked during the night of Saturday the 13th of April into Sunday to install a new £3.6 million footbridge and lifts at the station, which will provide step-free access to the platforms. Dumfries Station was one of 73 selected in April 2019 to benefit from a £350 million investment into the government's Access for All scheme. The stations will see improved accessibility for people with impaired mobility or those travelling with luggage, children or bicycles. And Whittlesford Parkway Station is to become the first station in East Anglia to be fitted with solar panels following a new energy upgrade. Train operator Greater Anglia will carry out a programme of electrical upgrades at the station in Cambridgeshire, which will reduce energy consumption and improve facilities for passengers. LEDs, new variable controls, and more efficient car park and footbridge lighting will help to reduce energy consumption and improve energy efficiency, which will reduce the station's carbon footprint. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.